Hey everybody, welcome to Crosswind Church Podcasts. We hope this message inspires you to take your next step in your faith journey.
Matt, and this is my beautiful wife, Jessica, and with our four children, our powers combined, we become the ministry of Share the Stories, and we are so grateful to be here at Crosswind, a partner church with our ministry, and really allows us to do what we get to do, what we love to do. I love this series, and I'm so grateful for Garrett to allow us the opportunity to wrap up this Generosity 101 series. He didn't talk about finances last week. He gave us the missionaries kind of like talk or wrap up this Generosity series, which like stereotype 101, but we're so grateful to be here, and I love this series. I remember the first time I was in a church in Gainesville, Florida, and they launched this Be Rich campaign. I was like new to this whole thing. I didn't know what was going on. And they're like, hey, we're going to raise a bunch of money. We're just going to give it away. No strings attached. I'm like, who does that? Like, this is weird. And then next week I came back and they're like, oh, now we're going to go like influence our community. We're going to volunteer all over the place. And it's just going to be crazy. Oh, okay, that's amazing. And then after that, the following week, we're going to love everybody, and we're going to like bring donuts to fire stations, and we're going to put postcards in our mailbox for our postmen to get, and we're going to, nice ones, please. And, you know, we're going to love our community in a genuine way. And I just thought, this is what the body of Christ should be, right? And I remember when we brought when Crosswinds first started Be Rich, and it caught. And it's amazing now, looking back over the years. Now it's not just a Be Rich campaign. It is your culture. It's who you are. And I look forward to these kind of times because this is how we set up what God wants to do in his kingdom. I wanted to share some scripture with you this morning because obviously we're, you know, at church, so it seems appropriate. But Paul, he was writing to the church in Corinth, and I think he would have said the same thing to the church at Crosswind or the church in Union City or Obion County. It starts in 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
Oh. Around the world.
I guess I wanted to talk over myself. Okay, I really don't need to write to you about this ministry of giving for the believers in Jerusalem, for I know how eager you are to help, and I have been boasting to the churches in Macedonia that you in Greece were ready to send an offering a year ago. In fact, it was your enthusiasm that stirred up many of the Macedonian believers to begin giving. But I am sending these brothers to be sure you really are ready. So I have been telling them, and that your money is all collected. I don't want to be wrong in my boasting about you. I think Paul would say the same thing to Crosswind. You guys are doing so well with this generosity thing, this generous living thing. You're doing really well at it. You've, like Garrett said last week, he said, many of you budget in your personal budget so that when this time of year comes, you're ready. You've like, you know, last week, I think it was announced $33,000 in 7 days and, some, you know, $641 or something like that. I don't know. It was a lot of money. I was just like, oh, my goodness, like 7 days and this kind of stuff happens. You have done the work. You have made this part of who you are. And so we've talked about generosity in our finances. Last week, Garrett talked about generosity in serving our time. So what are the missionaries doing up here? We're talking about how your generosity has been lived out practically. We hope to share stories with you today that would encourage you and show you what your generosity is doing around the world. This past summer, we got to go to Ghana in July. And it was an amazing trip. It was the first time my entire family had been to Africa. And we met Pastor William, who runs an orphanage for children with special needs. And he works international adoption and also local adoption. And it was an amazing thing. We got to spend our days with those children. And then on the side, because I guess Pastor William has extra time, he also dedicates time to children who live in a very impoverished area of Accra. You might even call it a slum. I would probably call it that way. It's a squatter village, squatter-style village. I know this is the Sweet Potato Church. I thought of Crosswind Church as we walked through the yam market of Accra, Ghana, like yams, just yams everywhere, and they were like this big. I have never seen so many yams in my life, well more than 1,500 cans of yams, and we could have supplied all of Obion County and then some with sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving. But he works with them to help education, give them real-life role models, and also share Jesus with them. And we wanted to share his story with you today so you could watch the screen.
We are heading to the biggest slum in Ghana. That is called Agbogbloshie. We realize that most of the children there are not in school. We reach out to the children. We started a children Bible club within the slum. And the next step, that after the word of God, we decided to help them to place them in school. By the grace of God, we were able to place, we start with about 150 children. We have about five of them that have already graduated from the university. We're training them to teach. They also reach out to the community. And their lifestyle serves more like a testimony to those within, because they know they were taken from that place, they were enrolled into the program, and they are finished college, and they are teaching. And that is our focus, help these children that they will get to know God, live a good lifestyle, that they might not be part of those that are into prostitution, armed robbery, and all drugs, addiction, and so forth. I call this program Mercy Ministries. Mercy in the sense that we're reaching out, showing God's love, God's mercy, and God's purpose for the life of these children. And because they don't have much support to continue with their education, we offer educational support by giving them uniforms, school supplies, and also paying some of their tuition for them. I'm very much excited to see these children coming every week to listen to the word of God. That is the ultimate purpose of reaching out to them, to reach out to their heart. Because when they have transformation inwardly, it shows outwardly. So it's with a great joy seeing children coming to the Lord. The joy of the whole thing is that children seeing their older brothers going through this program, know Christ, and they have gone through hoping that they will see a great future. So we're looking forward that we have people to come to our aid to help these children in the slums to get to know God and also come out with good education and good grades. Jesus says, let the children come to me, forbid them not, for such is in the kingdom of God. So we believe strongly that it is the heartfelt of God for children to come near.
So that's what we do. Our family, as a family of six, we go get to visit these ministries and these organizations around the world, and we get to know them personally. We got to know Pastor William personally and get to know his heart and hear what he does. And then we get to visit their ministries, and we put together these videos that they can use practically in their own setting. Pastor William planned on using that video. He asked us specifically to make a video that he can use to show local Ghanaian pastors how they can be supportive and that they can come help his ministry with those kids. And so he plans to use that video on a very practical basis right now. But we also make these videos for you. One of the reasons we love to make these videos is because we believe that seeing and hearing Pastor William's story is greater of an impact than it is if I just come up and tell you about Pastor William. I could have just sat here and told you about this ministry in Ghana that we met Pastor William and that we had a great conversation with him and we got to meet all of his kids and we got to go to this slum and we got to walk through these areas that were probably some of the most impoverished areas that I personally have ever walked through. I could have told you that story. And it would have been hopefully a good story. Hopefully I could have conveyed the message well enough. But we believe, as share the stories, we believe that when you see his face And when you hear his voice and when you hear his testimony and when you hear his dreams for those kids and when you hear the love that he has, you get to see the kids dancing to Father Abraham. We had to explain to our kids what that song was, by the way. They were like, we've never heard this song. Matt and I are dancing to Father Abraham. My kids are like, Mom, Dad, please. So I'm like, but this is an awesome song. But see them dancing to Father Abraham and hearing them quote scripture. When you get to see that with your own eyes, we hope that that makes an impact, right? That's the goal. That's the reason why we create these videos and we have these relationships built with these people. And what happens when you see something that impacts you? Maybe you see something on social media or you read a news article or your friend tells you this really awesome story. What happens? Naturally, usually, you share that, right? You read a really impactful post on Facebook and you're like, oh my goodness, share. We naturally tell others when we are impacted by something, right? Usually. And so we believe that as we create these videos, we not only give honor and respect to the missionaries and the ministries that we are serving, we remind them that they are seen, that they are valued, that the ministry that they do is important, that the ministry that they do deserves to be seen by people all the way across the globe. Not only do we believe that, but we hope and believe that as you hear these stories, it impacts you. And we think that generosity breeds generosity, right? You got to hear Pastor William's story of how he's generous. That ministry that he does on Saturdays, he does it above and beyond his normal life. He's a full-time house parent to 13 disabled children. He does that every day.
19 and, right now.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. When we were there, it was 13. We've since heard they have 19 now. But that's his Saturday ministry. That's what he does on top of his full-time job. He lives a very generous lifestyle to these kids. And maybe as you see his generosity and you see how he lives out in his community, it might inspire you to go, oh, I could go help get backpacks for kids in my community. Or maybe I can help pay the tuition for a kid to go to school. Or maybe I can provide snacks for this soccer program or something. Or maybe it inspires you to get on the ground and to go visit either Pastor William or go to Honduras to visit MDM. Or maybe it inspires you to go find another missionary that you can go get on the ground with. Maybe it inspires you to write a check. Some of us aren't called to go, and that's okay. But some of us can help other people go. Or some of us can help the ministries go further, faster, and provide finances for that. Or maybe simply you see Pastor William's face and tonight when you're laying in bed, you'll pray for him and you'll remember what he is doing with those children and you'll just ask the Lord to provide wisdom, to provide guidance, to provide the resources that he needs to bring more children in. You might pray for one of the little boys that was dancing. You don't know his name. I didn't hear his name. But you'll see his face in your mind and you'll say, God, will you just provide him with the resources that he needs to have the education that he needs to get out of the slum and to make a better life for himself? Would you provide food on his dinner tonight? Would you bring your life and your light into his life tonight? That hopefully is something that we inspire you to do. And so that's how we do it. And why does that matter to them?
Yeah, man, that's that's a lot of good stuff. I'm just sitting here like going, wow, like that's so true. Okay. So why does it matter to you? That is a question we ask ourselves all the time because as storytellers, we want to make sure our stories are hitting people and what are they supposed to do with it? After you see that, what are you supposed to do? I think the answer is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to go back and start in verse 6 for all the young people in there. Okay, remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. That word cheerfully there in the Greek is where we get our word for hilarious. And so it's this hilarious generosity. It's this over-the-top generosity. It's this generosity that would almost be laughable. Like, why would you even give that? But it's not out of compulsion, right? It's not because someone's twisting your arm. It's not because you see what we would kind of call like this poverty. I'm just going to say poverty prostitution, where you would show a picture of a kid with snotty nose and like food crumbs and their belly sticking out because they can't eat or whatever, and then you're asking someone to give money, that's manipulative, right? And so what Paul is reminding people to do here is to do it genuinely, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to say, oh, I want to live generous. I want people, it almost to be laughable how generous I am. Let's keep reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Thank you. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Generosity has this multiplication factor to it. And it's really cool. Like Jessica said, generosity breeds generosity. Just a second ago, like little Jet was coming in with a donut, and I said, oh, thank you for me, and he offered me his donut. Like, how kind, how generous is that? And out of his generosity, I said, no, please, you keep your donut. Obviously, that's a silly example, but it's a, you know, this generosity breeds generosity, and as we continue to give financial gifts, right, that actually helps people make ministry happen, right? As we volunteer inside our community, whether that be WeCare, or if we're volunteering coaching a softball team or a rec league or whatever, God uses those times. Or maybe it's just something small where you're like running out to meet your postman with a nice cold Gatorade when it's hot, or a cup of hot coffee when it's really cold outside. It's showing love in just a really tangible way. And God takes these gifts, all of these little gifts, and he compiles them into this great harvest. And it comes back to us so that when next time we have opportunity to be generous, we can be generous again.
We have seen Crosswind Church live this generous multiplication effect very practically. So when we decided to start this crazy adventure being full-time missionaries back in 2022, we sold our house in December of 22 here in Union City. And when we moved away from here in December, we were almost 50% of our funding was brought in through Crosswind Church and the people that attend this church. That's generosity right there. We were blown away by the way God has continued to provide for our family. We live fully supported and fully reliant on people's generosity, their financial contributions to our family. That's how we live our life every day. And for the last 2.5 years, almost 3 years now, the Lord has provided every need that we have had. And so we have taken the generosity that has come from people, and we've multiplied that generosity in our own life, and we've turned around and given more away. So one of the things that we think is crazy is that we've heard a statistic that says that for a 2.5 minute video, approximately, almost about what Pastor Williams' video was, a videography organization can charge upwards of $25,000 for a videography team to come in and produce that video for them. We hear that number and immediately we go, oh my word, that's a lot of money. We think, Matt and I think, our family thinks, that Pastor William can use that $25,000 in way better ways than producing a video, right? He could take $25,000, and how many kids could he send to school with $25,000? How many kids could he provide a snack for, or could he supply the necessary curriculum that they need to go to school? We believe that money has way more effect used in other ways, not used towards video production. And so as a family, as Share the Stories Ministry, we take the generosity that other people, other organizations have given to us to provide all of our expenses paid, to give us all of our needs met generously, and we turn around and we give that away. So when we visit Pastor William, we didn't charge him a dime. We paid for our own plane tickets to fly to Ghana. We covered our own expenses. We bought our own food. We paid for our own housing. We paid for our own transportation. We covered everything so that we could hand Pastor William this video as a gift. And we just think that that's so cool. And we've seen this lived out in such a practical way. Pastor William has a ministry partner in Ghana named Miss Debbie, and she texted us 2 weeks ago, and she said that they were at a conference, that they had shared two of the videos that we created for their ministry at this conference, and she said that the next ministry or missionary presenter that got up after that, he got up, and she said he was so emotional, and he stood there, and he said, if you are not supporting West African Mercy Ministries, then you better start supporting them now. He said, did you see the kids' faces on that video? Did you see what they were doing? And she texted us, her words were, God is using the gift that you gave us. And so once again, that generosity was multiplied because now Miss Debbie can use these videos and she has people who aren't even part of her organization recruiting and raising money and fundraising on her behalf. And that's not, we're not praising ourselves for that. We are praising God for that, and we're just amazed at how this multiplication effect happens. We also, another quick example, we recently were invited to produce a video for a church planting organization in South Florida. This church is a brand new church. They're small and mighty. They've only been open for a year now, and we went down to interview that pastor just to kind of ask him, what's it like to build to plant a brand new church? What's, you know, the hard things? What's the joys? Interviewed him. And when we were done, we were packing up all our stuff, and Matt looked up and said, hey, Pastor, if I put together all this footage, we had visited his church on a Sunday morning and filmed the whole service. And he said, if I was to put together, you know, these videos for you, you know, and send them over, would that be helpful to you? And or, I don't even know, like, do you have a video team that does this regularly for you? And he said, oh, my goodness, no. He said, we are a small team. We don't have the ability. We don't have the finances. We don't have the skill set to record our services, to take pictures, to do all the things. He's like, what would that be if I, can you put together like a package for me so that I can just buy all of these videos from you? We'll use them. Like, it would be a huge blessing. And Matt looked at him and said, no, I'm going to give them to you. And this pastor, I mean, to see the look on his face, I wish we had been filming at the moment. But this pastor, he looked at us, he said, you're kidding me. You're going to give me that? And we said, of course we're going to give it to you because we want you and your church to be successful. And if this is one way that you can use to share who you are and what your church does, then by all means, take the footage and do what you want with it and give glory to God, and we're going to give it to you. And so we just want to thank you, Crosswind Church, because of your faithful generosity for the last 3 years. Faithfully giving to our family and to our ministry, we have been able to turn around and multiply that generosity to other people. And now, 3 years in, we're watching that generosity being multiplied even further and past that. And that's because of you guys and your generosity. And so don't ever think that you guys aren't making an impact around the world, because you are. And we just want to thank you for that.
Yeah, and you're making impacts everywhere. This past September, we got to go to the Dominican Republic, and we spent, it was like almost 4 or 5 weeks, somewhere in that range. 3.5 weeks, it felt like 4 or 5 weeks, I don't know. But anyways, we were in the Dominican Republic working with a ministry called Eastern Dominican Christian Mission. It's a very long name. EDCM is their so much easier word to say. But they specialize in church plants, and then they also offer what they call kingdom businesses, which allows them an opportunity to sow into their community. So they see a need in their community, and they say, hey, how can we help this community? So their church has a water plant next to it. Crazy, right? So they actually have a water plant where they clean water so that their neighborhood can get clean water at an affordable price, or just be given clean water as they are needed. Or they have a medical clinic where someone can come in and not pay a dime for essential medications and to hear a doctor. So if they need to go to a hospital or something of that nature, they can be diagnosed in an easier way. Or they have a school, right, in another area. Oh, we wanted to share a story of Dr. Yuri, who is the general practitioner of this medical clinic. He actually grew up in La Romana, which is a very poor area in the Dominican Republic, and he went to the church that EDCM planted and came to know Jesus and felt this great call in his life to be a doctor. And he is a smart guy. Like, he's a very smart guy. He knows English, even though the video you're going to watch, he speaks Spanish. He knows English. I think he wants to learn other languages. He travels around the United States. He's very involved in the medical field. But he decided that he wanted to run this free medical clinic on top of his full-time job. And he does it because of this call to live a generous life, because that's what Jesus calls his believers to do. So we wanted to share his story with you. What's that? Yes, there are subtitles. I'm sorry. I should remind you that just like with Pastor Williams, this one's got subtitles as well. So you'll hear Spanish, read English. Let's go.
Que yo esté aquí ahora, eso solo lo hizo Dios. He visto la mano de Dios en cada paso de mi vida, desde que inicié la medicina hasta los días de ahora. Como médico he visto cosas que Dios ha hecho. Servir en la comunidad de Brisa del Mar es un reto y a la vez es una gran bendición, porque hay muchas personas que tienen escasos recursos, no tienen dinero para ir a ver a un doctor, a especialista. Es una buena oportunidad para mostrar el amor de Cristo. En la comunidad necesitamos una clínica como esta, porque tendremos servicios básicos, pero muy necesarios. En ocasiones el servicio público te oferta, pero no es la calidad, y mucho menos son servicios cristianos. Pues aquí tendremos un equipo de médicos que tienen a Cristo en su corazón y van a proyectar esa conexión. Y la gente necesita más que todo ese engranaje para que pueda recibir sanidad tanto física como espiritual. Y la comunidad creo que cada vez que viene aquí a solicitar un servicio es muy bendecida, porque nunca se va sin respuesta. Una familia que no tenía recursos para atender a una niña, y esta niña tenía fiebre constante. La llevaban a la clínica y la traían. La llevaban a la clínica y la traían a la casa. Esta niña con tanta fiebre no podían diagnosticarlo oportunamente qué tenía, porque le indicaban analíticas y ella no podía pagar. La madre no podía pagar. Tenían 8 cerditos. Tuvieron que venderlo. La llevaron a otro lugar y aún así la niña seguía muy grave. Cuando los papás la trajeron acá, pudimos comprar los medicamentos, pudimos enviar a un laboratorio que es muy amigo nuestro para hacerle las clínicas y laboratorio, y pudimos diagnosticar la infección que tenía esta niña. Y gracias a esa investigación que hicimos y a ese trabajo que hicimos en conjunto como iglesia, la niña está de vuelta en casa sana y salva. De igual manera, tengo otros pacientes que han estado embarazadas, por ejemplo, pacientes que son de la comunidad de escasos recursos, que son quizás nacionales haitianos o extranjeros, y no tienen dinero para ir a la clínica. Nosotros acá le ofertamos la oportunidad de dar seguimiento a su embarazo hasta su última instancia. De hecho, ya tenemos más de 4 niños en la iglesia que nacieron desde nuestro consultorio. Casi siempre vienen por conexión. La madre trae al hijo, pero el hijo trae al vecino. Entonces, cuando yo llego, tengo curiosidad, ¿quién vendrá hoy a vernos? Nunca sé qué patología vamos a trabajar. Siempre vengo dispuesto a trabajar lo que llegue. A veces llegan con dolor de cabeza, a veces llegan sin pastilla para la presión. Pero lo más que me gusta es que cada uno de los pacientes que son crónicos pueden volver a su hogar con su medicamento en las manos. Porque es difícil dejar de comprar la comida para comprar medicamentos. Pero nosotros, al darle la oportunidad de servicio comunitario, consulta, medicamentos gratis, ellos van muy felices. Mis sueños son ahora. Ese es el sueño que yo tenía, de ser médico, trabajar con la comunidad, tener mi propio espacio para trabajar con ellos. Con tiempo hemos tratado a los pacientes psicológicamente, médicamente, espiritualmente. O sea, hemos llegado a tiempo a muchas familias para que ellos puedan permanecer juntos. Y nuestro deseo es que siempre permanezca esa comunicación de la iglesia con la comunidad, la clínica, la iglesia con la comunidad.
Yeah, so that's Dr. Yuri and EDCM. I love that, like listening to like the mother brings the son brings the neighbor. That's generosity as well, right? Dr. Yuri is generous to that mom. She brings her son. the son gets generosity. He's like, oh, let me go get my neighbor because they need to come here too. And that apple that you saw, Jessica, just reminded me of that apple you saw on his desk. That was one of his patients. Was like, here, doctor, thank you so much for taking care of me today. This is all I can give you, but here's an apple. And he had that sat on his desk the whole time while I was there filming. And it was funny. At one point, someone tried to steal his apple. And he's like, no, this is my apple that was given to me. And so it's just this generosity breeds generosity. And God is always calling us to even more generosity, to push the boundaries. And when you start living this life where you're just going to say yes to what God has for you, you're going to continually find new places and new opportunities. For us in 2026, that looks like this. We're going to go to three, hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be in three new countries next year, and maybe more, but the three right now are Poland, Scotland, and Kenya. We've had invites to come to all three of those places, and so we're expanding out of our Latino hemispheres into different areas. We still believe the Lord is going to allow us to go to South America and Central America. We have plans to go to Ecuador and Peru as well next year. But there are more places and more opportunities, which requires more budget, if we're just going to be honest, more resources. And if you're thinking about partnering, when you give to Crosswind, obviously some of those funds come to us. But sometimes people want to partner above that. And if you would be interested in talking about ways you could partner with us, through finances or through sharing stories or through to pretend. Oh, here it is. All right, sweet. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So if you're looking to partner today, we would love to connect with you. We're going to be at the back of Starting Point Room, and we've got stickers, and we have cards that we'd love to pass out and share our ministry with you. But I wanted to leave you with this from 2 Corinthians first before we go today. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12 says, so two good things will result from the ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God. As a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God. For your generosity to them and to all believers will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ. And they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace God has given to you. Thank God for this gift, too wonderful for words. There's two things that happen out of a life of generosity. Needs are met. That's happening in Obion County right now. That's happening with that wall of sweet potatoes over there. Needs are being met, and that's real. That's real. Jesus says if you see someone that needs a coat, don't say, well, I hope you have luck finding a coat. He says, give them a coat, right? Needs are met. Second, people are praising and thanking God, and that's the ultimate purpose and goal, right, of every believer is that everyone would know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, right? Because life with Jesus is better. So we want to make sure that people know Jesus better. How do they know Jesus better? It's because we're helping them. We're providing needs for them. We care for them. We listen to them. We give them our time. We love on them. This is what we're called to as Christ followers. This is what Crosswind's generosity has done to us, changed our lives. Like, I could never say thank you enough. And then we get to change someone else. And then they also are changing lives on top of that. So we're so grateful to be here with you this morning. Like I said, we'll be back at Starting Point, and we'd love to chat. I want to pray us out. God, thank you so much for the time that we've had today. Lord, you are such a generous God. So generous that while we were still sinners, you sent your son to die for us. To pay a debt that we could never repay. And because of your extreme generosity, your hilarious generosity, God, we choose to live a generous life. A life that would say yes to every opportunity that you give us. A life that would say yes to the needs that are around us. Lord, I pray that you would open up our eyes, open up our ears, open up our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would bless this church, this body of believers, Lord, that is changing Obion County. God, I pray that you would bless them with even more resources. God, I pray that their circle would expand, that you would expand their tent, that it would go further than it's ever gone before, not for their glory, but Lord, for your glory alone. Lord, we love you and we praise you. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, Crossman.
Thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us via email at info@crosswindchurch.net and download our free app, I Am Crosswind, to keep up to date on all things Crosswind Church.